Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. No man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing okay. Everything that he see for the go. Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah.
Yo, what's poppin', everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Another Tuesday evening of Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I hope everybody is having a good time doing what they're supposed to do. Memorial Day is coming up. I hope everybody got plans for Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? Do the damn thing and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, last week, big shout out to everybody that was on last week's show. Last week's show was off the chain. If you missed it, then that was you missing out, you know what I'm saying? But last week's show, we got it in real good. You know, we had a lot of women on the line, and they were not afraid to express themselves sexually. This is why the show is called Sexually Speaking, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like to welcome you back again. I'm your host, Fat Man. Everybody know who I am. If you don't know who I am, then you need to check your background and find out who you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing that we need to learn in today's society is we need to learn on who we're dealing with. That goes for man or woman, you know what I'm saying? So I posted the topic for the day. You know, everybody could go check out the topic and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Let me pull it up. The topic today is why are men or women so desperate for sex? Are you not getting enough, or are you not getting any at all? You know, how many times have you, or in most cases to my squirters out there, how many times have you had an orgasm during intercourse? You know what I'm saying? How many times have your man made you come? Or do you come, or does your orgasms come multiply? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know. And another question, how can a woman monitor dick 4 to 5 states away? I don't know, and you don't know. Ask Fat Man. That's all I'm saying. Y'all can hit me at 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And you can ask me basically any question that you may have or anything that comes to mind, and you know I will try and do my best to answer it the best way I possibly can. But one thing that I want to put out here, and I want everybody that's listening that ain't calling in right now, that's logging on and everything, you know what I'm saying? I want you to know one thing. We as men, and I'm going to speak for myself. Me being who I am, being Fat Man, I pay homage to the BBW woman on the daily. I don't talk to her crazy. I don't disrespect her. The BBW woman was put on this earth for us to love and to cherish and to take care of as men. The BBW woman was made from a man's rib, just like any woman was made from Adam's rib. BBW woman was made from a man's rib. It's just that that rib was a little bit thicker than the last rib was. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying to you ladies, if you're out there listening to me. Stop thinking that men are one-sided. Stop thinking that men have one-track minds. Stop thinking that men want one thing from you. That is not true. A man wants a woman that's going to be by his side. A man wants a woman that's going to enhance what he's doing. A man wants a woman that's going to make him a better man. And when a man realizes that he has a woman that will make him a better man, y'all just don't know. That right there is so beautiful. Here on Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Quit playing. Let's go.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night, you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. 'Cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know. you the whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time, girl. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know?
Yes, babe.
I wanna give
my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but for the rest of
your life.
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Girl, don't you know? So beautiful. I wanna
give all my love
to
you, girl.
Everybody, got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 6:16 p.m. coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. This is Sexually Speaking, hosted by your boy Fat Man. And I just posted the question up for the evening, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to take this question one by one, you know what I'm saying? The first question is, why are men or women so desperate for sex these days? You know, I honestly think it's a sexual revolution. And if y'all out there rolling with me, and if y'all hear me loud and clear, the roll call is up, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Let me know if you're in the building. Let me know if you got me on lock, you know what I'm saying, for Sexually Speaking. We about to get this thing popping, y'all, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on out here sexually that we need to address and everything. And one of the things is men and women being desperate about sex. Sometimes it just seems like that's the only topic that we can seem to come up and talk about. Some people may know more than others. Some people may not know anything about it, but it's just a simple fact that it is a main topic. I've always learned, and I was always taught, a person that speaks about it more than they should is not getting it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we in the BBW community, you know, sometimes you got to learn how to move in silence. Everybody don't need to know your business. Everybody don't need to be in on what you're doing. Everybody don't need to be a part of your show. Everybody don't need to be a part of what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, people are left in your life for a reason, and people are taken out of your life for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But all you have to do is just make sure that you can identify the reasons why they were there and the reasons why they left. In other words, you have to govern yourself. You have to take control of yourself. Yes, I lose control. I'm a very, very, very hormonal man, okay? I'm a very, very virile black man, all right? So that means I'm a very sexual black man. I'm very comfortable in my sexuality. There is nothing that I haven't seen. there is nothing that, I take that back. I won't say there's nothing that I haven't tried, because there is some shit that I ain't trying and don't try. But there's nothing that I haven't seen, you know what I'm saying? And these days, you have to keep an open mind. And when you keep an open mind, that's just like talking to y'all on this telephone. That's an open line. What makes it an open mind? In other words, I'm just trying to say, you know, some cases, you got to be on the hotline, y'all.
Sometimes you got to get these women on the hotline, you know what I'm saying, and let them know that you're not playing. But listen, we got a caller coming in here, 409-8874. Let's see who this is. Hello, who is this? You got the Fat Man Sexually Speaking. Hello? Hello?
All right, then. I guess maybe they don't want to talk. So we're going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this pushing. Let me turn them off. But like I said, y'all, you know, today's question is about, like I said, today's question is about, damn, I just fucking lost my train of thought. That's that damn quick. Everything, you know what I'm saying? Today's question is, why are men and women so desperate for sex? Are they not getting any or enough? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the question. I don't know. Me personally, you know, I'm going to be honest. You know, if I really wanted to, I could get pussy by the pound if I really wanted to. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. You know what I mean? It's just that some people have to use their gifts for good and not for evil. You know what I'm saying? But I've always said, and I've said this last week, and this was one of the questions that I asked last week, is there a sexual revolution going on today in America? I honestly think so. There are a lot of sexual women around. There are a lot of women that are being more sexually forward than they used to be back in the day. There are a lot of women that are demanding, and they want what they want. They know how they want it. They know when they want it. They know where they want it. You know what I'm saying? And when you're dealing with women like that, you know, that's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with dealing with a woman that knows what she wants, knows how she wants it, knows when she wants it. You know what I'm saying? In some cases, you can look at it as that we as men deserve a woman like that. We as men look for a woman like that. We crave for a woman like that because that's what we deserve.
Ooh, yeah,
yeah. I've been here sexually speaking on a Tuesday evening.
You mind if I tell the truth?
You know what I'm saying? This is my man.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe I deserve, you know, sexually speaking, y'all.
Maybe I deserve to wonder who's calling so damn late. For you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from the States. Said it's just a homie. Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? You say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town. Wondering if you and him could hang out. Oh, I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you. Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I
oh yeah. Ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all, like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, maybe nothing here. To sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad, wanna be after all those times. After all the times, for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah. I
Maybach O.
Yeah.
Rosé.
I think I'm gonna pull up right here.
We gonna change your life overnight, love.
Maybach music.
What's up?
Big money.
I'm back and shit.
Fast money.
Maybach O.
Believe that.
They gonna turn up the clap.
Lame ass niggas in your ear all night. Rock got me loose, but your dress fits tight. A rolling say two, but the time is three. Even though my watch wrong, girl, the time's so right. Selling no dreams, I ain't selling no lies. That dress so cold, put that body on fire. Ain't smartest in the world, but looking at your girl, I'll be a fool to let the chance go by. So I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you, I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to a bedroom. We gon' make love. Girl, I wanna please you. Girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about tonight, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen if you leave with me, baby. You can see I'm hating if you want to, but he into your body like a place to go.
With that line, what's your name, what's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I'll just creep up from behind.
Eyes up here. Pop a few bottles like the first of the year. Stare so bright and your vision probably better. But I came over just to make things clear. No disrespect, girl, we both so grown. Want you by my side when I stay so long. Been paying attention, nigga steady missing. Turning you off, let me turn you on. Yo, I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you, I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to a bedroom. We gon' make love. Girl, I wanna please you. And girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about the night, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that can happen if you leave with me, baby. You can see I'm hating if you want to, but he ain't doing your body like a place to go.
Attracting with that line, what's your name? Your sign. Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
She looking like a bag of money, like a boss, so you know I let her count it for me. Like the floss, new watch, gold ring. People next door swear I'm dealing cocaine. Me and O getting dough like it's no thing. New Maybachs, boy, that's way out of your range. Yeah, all the chicks came like we at a Knicks game. Carmelo numbers first and the 15th. We the best in the biz, baby, there it is. Okay. I'ma handle mine, little homie, handle his. At the Portofino, I just bought the top floor. I'm living like Nino, baby, and want more. Now double that, Rev Run bubble bath. Overlook the city, blowing out her back. Woo. She better blow my mind and she can holler back. I get better with time and it's
let's
a fucking
talk about
rap.
You and me. Let's talk about the night, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen if you leave.
It's that flash shit right here.
Baby, you can see I'm hating if
this
you
want to.
But
baby.
He didn't do your body like a place to go.
Attracting with that line, what's your name, what's your sign? Soon as you buy that line, I just keep up
let's
from behind.
Let's talk about you and me.
Flash
let's
shit.
Talk about the night, baby. Let's
big
talk
money,
about
big.
All the good things that
yeah.
could happen if you leave
yeah.
with me, baby. You can see I'm hating if you want to,
we
but he ain't into your body like a place
we
to go.
Attracting with that line, what's your name, what's
we
your sign?
Hottest.
Soon as you buy that line, I just creep up from behind.
Let's talk
music.
Flash shit.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know, that was my man Omarion and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about it. You know, you got your boy up in here. It's 6:40 p.m. coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas. I got somebody on the line, 702-427-702-4258, everything. Who is this? You got Fat Man. Ask Fat Man what's going on. Hello? Hello. Hello.
How do you
okay.
On
hello. Okay. Well, obviously, they ain't got nothing to say to Fat Man and this, that, and the other. But like I say, everybody, you know, the topic for tonight is... Boy, this is something else. The topic for tonight is
You know what I'm saying? Why are women so desperate for sex? Are they not getting enough? And why are men so desperate for sex? Are they not getting enough? I don't know. Y'all need to hit me up and ask me 347-884-8810. My personal opinion, I don't know why women are, I think women are just coming into their sexual, I want to say their sexual being. You know, women get a sexual peak at a certain age. You know what I'm saying? And there are women out here. Women are getting older. Women are wanting to have sex with no attachments, just like men wanting to have sex with no attachments. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, you know, it has to be a give and take. It's a two-way street. You know what I mean? We have to learn how to respect each other. We have to learn how to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? You can't just assume somebody's feeling a certain way. You know, you just can't push yourself on someone. You just can't push your beliefs and your knowledge and things on someone and everything, because then it gets to be a little, I would say it would get to be a little redundant, a little difficult and things like that. So I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the sexual revolution. I honestly think it's the sexual revolution going on, you know what I'm saying, you know, between the male and the female. Who's trying to conquer who? I don't know. Really? Doesn't bother me. I'm going to get mine. Why? Because I got that butter love, baby.
I got to be real with you, baby.
Got the Batman up in here, y'all. 3:42 p.m. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? This is next.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things, and you're so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no reputation, dedicated conversation.
massage, you make me right.
You got that love I wanna try. Set my tongue up and down your spine.
You got that perfect shape, the love you make, I scream your name.
Yeah. Wanna take all your clothes off, sex you till the song goes on.
I like your everything, your navel and your fingering.
Sexy from head to toe, girl, never gonna let you.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, sexually speaking on a Tuesday, 6:46 p.m. live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We just doing the damn thing. That was Next and Butter Love. I know you know some women out there that got some butter love. I know I do. I like to butter somebody up and chase them around the house and everything. But we got a call coming in, 704-9146. Hello, you got Fat Man on the line. Who is this? Hello? Okay. Yeah, okay. First of all, if anybody is on the line and if you're listening and if you want to talk to me, press the one button that will let you in. Other than that, you're just on the line listening to the show, which that's cool too. No problem at all. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it pushing and we're going to keep it going. But like I said, y'all, you know, Fat Man doing a lot of stuff. You know, I don't know if y'all know about the music that I've just released. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of music for a lot of the my BBW porn stars and a lot of my BBW models, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? And we getting it in. Big shout out to my girl, Honey Dip Triple X. You know what I'm saying? She rolling with me. I put up the sign for the Sexually Speaking roll call, but I guess ain't nobody down with the Sexually Speaking for this Tuesday, but it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because Fat Man going to keep on doing his thing with or without you. You know what I'm saying? You don't make a man. A man makes a man. A man makes his own move. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep making my moves, and I'm going to keep doing my damn thing here on Sexually Speaking Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Here we go. Let's get into some R. Kelly Ignition. Y'all want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that, and let me get that. Running her head through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they stand on the radio? It's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolls. Once I get you out the clothes, privacy's on the door, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling, no more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me get that. Running her head through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they stand on the radio? It's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got juking all night. Then after the show, it's the
party.
Yeah,
after the party, it's the
hotel lobby.
Yeah,
around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Yeah,
then
take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a can I get a running her head through my fro,
yeah,
bouncing on 24. Come on, why they stand on the radio?
It's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have some fun. It's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk.
everybody. You got your boy Fat Bad up in here. Big shout out to my girl, Big Deb Payton. Deb always listening. Deb always listening to your boy. It is the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, like I said, you know, topic of the day, we've been talking about it, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, why is people so desperate with sex? But my topic is what I want to know. How can a woman monitor a man's penis, or let's keep it 100, how can a woman monitor dick from 5 states away? This is what I want to know. But I'm not getting any callers to call and ask me or to even and give me some insight on this. So if you want to give me some insight on this, hit me up 347-884-8810. And let me know what your thoughts is about a woman monitoring dick or a man monitoring some pussy 5 states away. Or the original question, why are women or men so desperate for sex these days? I don't know. Y'all tell me. This is Ask Fat Man. Y'all supposed to be asking me. I'm just supposed to be answering questions. That's all right, though. I got a little chick over here. She about to freak me here on Sexually Speaking with Fat Man live from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You got Fat Man up in here. Oh, man, what a wonderful day is going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 6:57 p.m. You know what I'm saying, y'all? This is Sexually Speaking on a Tuesday. Of course, I posted the question of, you know, are women too desperate for sex? Our men and women are too desperate for sex these days and things like that. We posed a couple of questions. You know, big shout-out to my girl Latisse, Latisse, they out there, Latisse and Brittany and everything, everybody they out there in California listening to your boy, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Big Deb Payton. She's out there in Cali listening to your boy right now, you know what I mean? And everybody else, I know I got Shorty B. She's definitely on lock. We got Albany, New York, definitely in the building. And I think we got Texas in the building, too. But right now I got a call coming in, 716-9786. We're going to see who this is. Yo, what's going on? You got Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
This is Honey.
This is Honey, huh? Hi, Honey dear.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing, babe?
All right. Trying to stay cool.
Right.
It's hot here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's hot here in Vegas, too, but please calm down with all this excitement. You know, all this excitement you got on the phone may disconnect us, okay? You got to calm down, okay? Everything.
I'm wondering why these ladies and the gentlemen are not calling in.
I don't know. I don't know, sweetie.
That's all right, though.
Maybe. Yeah, it's all right. That's all right. I know me and you can sit here and kick it, so... you know, of course, I was asking the question about, you know, do you feel that men or women are desperate for sex, are being too desperate for sex these days? You know, me personally, like I said, when, you know, in my personal experience, you know, I do run across some women that do come across desperate, you know, for sex. I mean, you know, of course, how they approach, you know, the way they approach themselves, what they say, how they go about it, you know what I'm saying? And it makes it seem like, well, damn, baby, you know what I mean? You just look at, I would rather for a woman to come at me and go, look here, why don't me and you link up, you know what I'm saying? Because I need to get myself straightened out, because a man would do it to a woman. Am I right or wrong?
Mm-hmm. You're right. Damn sure right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so
the desperateness, the dick pictures and the, you know what I mean? Instead of just saying, listen, I mean, if you just want it to be a one-night stand or something, be real about it. Don't be bullshitting like, my dick this size and, oh, baby, let me, I could talk to you better than he could. And then on the women, oh, my God, that's just, they just, a lot of them are just straight hard up. I mean, if you're feeling somebody, even if you ain't feeling in a serious way, then be straight up. Don't use other things to try to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? Be real about it. You know, if people was honest about their feelings, they wouldn't have all these issues. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong. You adults, you should be straightforward about how you're feeling instead of beating around the bush.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Playing games. You know what I'm saying? If a person turned you down, hey, there's other fish out there. Trust me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You are definitely right. You are definitely right. Do you feel that?
You can't
You cannot be pushing
yourself on someone to make them like you. If anything, that's going to turn them away from you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't like. You know what I'm saying? You if you feel like somebody, you can't be just nasty about it and demanding.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody gonna want to fuck with you like that. Whether it's just friendship, sexual, one night stand for a few minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes,
right,
2 years. Who the hell wanna fuck
right
with you when you just throw yourself on them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's a little scary to
right
me, because I'd be wondering what the
right
hell you trying to throw at me for real. You know?
Right. Okay.
The
okay.
Well,
okay, well, listen, we got somebody else on the line, 702-0450. We're going to see who this is. Yo, what's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who's this?
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. It's your little sister.
This is my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
This
God,
is my little sister.
Oh boy.
Okay then. All right then. Well, what's your comment? How do you feel about that? Do you feel that women are more aggressive or too aggressive? Wait a minute. Let me get back to the question. Okay. Do you feel that men or women are desperate for sex, or either they're not getting enough or they're not getting any at all?
Well, I mean, try to explain. See, I mean, I'm one of those ones. I haven't had none in 15 months. So being aggressive about it wouldn't be an issue for me. But at the same time,
okay,
you have to understand, too, that a lot of women are more aggressive about it because they ain't getting what they need from the niggas that they are fucking with.
Okay. Uh-oh. Now we didn't open up another can of worms. Oh, shit.
Those don't sound like the type of men they need to be messing with. Then if they ain't getting what they need, that's what they want at home, you ought to cut that nigga back.
Right.
And look for what's right for you. Settling, you should never settle.
I never settle. That's the reason I've been divorced.
I'm talking about the women, not you per se, not you, Sierra. I'm just saying, you know, the ones that's throwing themselves like that, or you ain't getting what you want at home, if it ain't because your man got a serious medical issue or whatever, come on now, he need to drop it like it's hot. You know what I'm saying? If you coming back home and he here, you know what I mean? Y'all here together, you shouldn't have to go outside to go.
You right, but at the same time, then you got the niggas that ain't about shit that just, hey, you know what? I'm just going to go do this regardless, even though they got a good woman at home laying it down like she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. You ain't lying. You're serious. You're right.
You got some dog women,
but you got some dog women that do the same thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
They
have a good man at home and don't appreciate him. You know, it works on both ways. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't want to deal with that person, you ought to cut them back. That's just my thing. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
But at the same time, you got to understand something, too. Like I said, being in the military is a whole other world because you get in where you fit in.
Yes,
it's real
I know.
Simple because I was one of three females in an entire battalion. I had my choice of who I wanted. Regardless, I could go to the club and be like, you know what, you coming home with me. That's it. That's all she wrote. But you know what? But if I do that, I'm considered a hoe. But if a nigga do that, he's considered a player. So, I mean, but I'm not worried about a bunch of men. So that's how
I'm crazy with the double standard. That's crazy with the double standard, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's okay
true.
For them,
that's true.
But it ain't okay for all. You know, it ain't right.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But that's that old time shit. This is 2013. This is 2013.
Right.
All that bullshit from before. You know what I'm saying? It's up to date.
Okay, but hold on. She is making a good point because you got to, you know, we're civilians. So she's living in a whole totally different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's
yes.
Like a whole totally different environment. That's a whole totally different mindset.
Yeah,
and
I understand
like that.
Because
that's why
there she's fired. She don't want to make that name for herself right there, which, you know what I'm saying, in her career, because it would affect her career. You know what I'm saying? Being as she is and, you know, in the service.
Right.
It doesn't really affect my career. It just affects how they look at me, which I could care less. Like, I tell people all the time, you don't like me, fuck you, I got enough friends and I got family. So it don't faze me. Like I tell people, play me pussy, see who gets fucked.
Right now, that's my girl.
And then you got other females out here that make it look like, oh well, I'm just gonna go fuck him today. I'm gonna fuck him tomorrow, but they ratchet with it. They don't have no standards with it. I'm just gonna do whatever I want to with whoever I want to. No, see, if you won't land, mind you, I might kick you out of my bed that next morning because I ain't asked you to come cuddle. I asked you to come fuck. It's real simple.
Okay, hold on. So are you trying to tell me that there is a time when a woman just want a man to come through, do what he need to do, and get his ass up, take his ass on home?
Yeah.
Get it in
the same boat with you, know what? It's the same way with them.
I called you on because I wanted you to stay with me.
I called you on because I needed something from you. You gave me what I needed, or you didn't. And if you didn't, I'm going to tell you that stuff, and then I'm going to kick you out of my bed.
Okay. All right. All right.
See,
on that note, I think I can
say
what
say
what?
Men do the same thing, so why not?
Yeah.
A woman can do it too. You know what I'm saying? Men, they some of them just want to come and just hit it, and some chicks be like, "Well, I want you to stay for breakfast. I want you want a snack, baby. You want no? He's ready to go. He done got his shit off, and he's ready to stop." You know,
but
same,
if that's what you want, then you need to let it be known that
that's
what you want.
Talk
don't
about it again. Let it be.
Oh, hey, I love you, baby. I love you. This no, dude. You just want to fuck. Okay, I'm cool with that. Just tell me that ahead of time, so I ain't trying to sit here and play.
It's communication. Communicate. Be straight up about what you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes
a man puts that out there and a woman don't understand that. She don't hear that.
Yeah.
That's because they're not women, they're girls.
Okay, but a woman has
that's
to grow into a, I mean, a girl has to grow into a woman eventually.
Yeah, eventually. That doesn't mean all of them girls can be women.
No, some of them just be living a goddamn lie and a fantasy. Some of them girls, some of them be living a fantasy. They want more niggas trying to tell you, listen, I just want to hit this bitch and get moving. You know what I'm saying? And the bitches be living in a dream. You know,
come on now.
You're a grown-ass woman at the end of the day. Live realistically.
Exactly.
Okay.
It ain't that hard
to understand,
if a person just keep coming around you, they hit it, and then they out the door, and you don't recognize, like, he ain't doing all that extra shit you want, then stop fucking then, because, I mean, he's not going to give you what you want just because you want it, because evidently that ain't what the hell he wants. You a booty call.
Okay.
It's a booty call.
All right. Well, listen, on that note, I'm going to put y'all on hold so I can pay these bills. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all, you're listening to the Fat Man. You got Sexually Speaking on here. We got a hot topic going on. Big shout out to my little sister Brittany and, of course, Honey Dip I have on the line. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about two different type of lifestyles. We're talking about two different type of journeys, two different type of, two different type of men that they deal with. You know, one is in the military, one is not. You know what I'm saying? Both mothers and everything like that. Both single. You know what I'm saying? Looking for something. But they're keeping it real. That's what I'll be talking about. If y'all want to get in on this conversation, whoever's listening, if you're out there listening, you know, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you want to talk, press the 1 button and it'll click you in. But like I said, the topic for tonight is why are men and women so desperate for sex? Are they not getting any or enough? All right, so we're going to pay these bills, and we're going to be right back with more Sexually Speaking live from Las Vegas.
I'm a sexaholic, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's Atlantic Star forever and always. You know what I mean? You got to play Fat Man up in here. 7:19 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We got my girl Honey Dip on the phone. And, of course, we got my little sister Brittany on the phone all the way from California in here representing. So we was all in here talking, and we had a topic going on about, you know, let me see, the topic was, I'm forgetting, y'all have to excuse me sometimes, should I get forgetful at my old age? Are men and women who are so desperate for sex, are they not getting enough, or are they not getting at all? You know what I'm saying? And then we have another question of the night. How can you monitor dick or pussy 4 or 5 states away?
You can't.
You cannot.
You can't.
Some of these people think you can. I know some people in my personal, you know what I'm saying, personally, that think they can. Can't monitor it if you're not know. Well, you can't monitor nobody's ass in general, period. Because a person going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? For real talk, you can't. Come on now. And if you need to monitor them like that, then
you don't need to have them.
You don't need to mess with them. You don't need to fuck with nobody like that. And you gotta, you know what I'm saying, dictate. Come on now, really. It wasn't real from the beginning.
Right,
of course.
I don't know, because I've been, what, thousands and thousands of miles, fuck 5 states.
Yes, you have. Yes, you've been.
I've been countries away.
You've been so far away, it'd be like, shit, what the fuck? I ain't heard from Brittany in 6 months and shit. This, that, the other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and that's one thing that I want to ask you, Britt. I know you've been, because you've been to Iraq, you've been to Germany, you've been to Italy, and this, that, and the other. What is the difference of men and the mentality and the aggression of men being overseas and you dealing in the military than coming home back to the States and dealing with that? That's what I want to ask you, because I'm pretty sure there is a difference.
Military men are completely different overseas than they are in the States. Especially if they got a wife that is in the States while they are overseas.
Okay.
I ain't even gonna lie. They don't. You might want to. I mean, I had a husband that was deployed while I was in Italy, and he was fucking with bitches downrange that he didn't think I know about, but I know everything. But
okay.
But you got dudes that are in Italy that are married to women that are in the States. They act like they single when they're over there, but as soon as they come home, they're the most family-oriented men you ever want to see in your life.
I heard that before.
Wow.
These are my babies. This is my wife. I love them with everything I want to. And the same thing for wives, too. In the same way downrange. When you downrange, you might be married. You are legally married to somebody that is in the States, but you ain't married while you over there because you trying to do anything and everything for 15 months. It's a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
And most people
can't
handle the fact that it's that long a period of time between iterations of having sex.
Okay. They can't separate. They don't know how to separate the two.
Huh?
They don't know how to separate. They don't know how to separate the two.
No, they don't. And then what they do is they end up messing with females that are over there and don't tell them. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, my wife and me, you know, we together, but we not together. And then they got these little girls over there thinking that they're going to go home, marry them, and everything else. And they leave them over there stuck like Chuck.
Wow, okay.
They ain't
right,
got no sense.
Right.
No, I'm still 10 men, a dog and a half. This is the way they are. That's the way we bred. Because, like they say, if the Army wanted you to have a wife, they would have issued you one. I mean, granted, I know a lot of men that hold it down and won't do what most men do, but at the same time, they're all between. Especially most of the cats that come into the military are so young. Not only are they so young, they're so young-minded. That they don't understand the fact that you got something that good at home, and you got to lose what you got over some pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Over sex that you couldn't keep. The women are the same way. You about to lose a good man because you can't keep your legs closed long enough to stand something.
Okay. So are you trying? So are the women? The women, do they do? Do they do the same thing like the men do? If they got a man back in the States, but they over there and they acting like they're single.
Women are worse than men. Women in the military are worse than the men in the military.
Okay.
The women in the military are 10 times worse than the men in the military, because the women in the military want to be able to. Like me, I got the mentality because I got raised by men. I got nothing but brothers and two sisters.
Right.
That's it. So I got raised by a bunch of men. So I have that mentality that, you know what, I'm not like them because I don't have to try to fit in with the dudes because they already accept me for who I am because I'm me all day long every day. I don't have to change to be nobody. But these women that are in the military, they want to change. They want to be like, oh, well, he'll like me more. Or I'll be able to hang out with them. Or I'll be able to do stuff with them if I fuck one of their boys. No.
Okay.
No, that's
okay.
Not how it works. All they're going to do is because you got two classes of women in the military. You either a bitch or you a hoe, regardless if you married or not.
What?
That is the two classes of women in the military. You are either a bitch or you're a hoe. Because you either a bitch because you won't give it up, or you a hoe because you're giving it up to everybody.
Oh, no, that's right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because even if you are married, they still accept you. They still expect you to put it down on them. They don't care that you marry. And most people in the military don't even wear wedding rings. So if they do, they do it for their wives when they're at home or their husbands when they're at home. They don't wear them once they get to work.
Wow. She could. Yeah, that's something. that's something that I've been wanting to know. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure it's a two-way street. But, you know, a lot of women come home from the military and act like, no, I didn't do nothing because I was so busy and it was nothing but work, work, work. And then we were deep in the trenches and things like that. And I know a couple of times you'd have called me like, hey, bro, we partying like a motherfucker out here. And I was like, what the hell? What the hell are y'all at? This shit in the middle of the field. And he was like, wow, okay then. All right then. All right. Well, listen, y'all, I'll be a...
Because you got to understand something, too, about that, the same reason why most women that are in the military mess with military men. Because, no offense to civilians, but a civilian man cannot handle the fact that if I was with a civilian man cannot handle the fact that I am around so many men 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I got to go out to the field with these dudes, sleep in the same tent as these dudes without half the time. And, I mean, it don't faze me none. But it's a problem for them, or just like most Army wives got a problem with their husband going out to the field with women because they think something's going to happen. Now, does it? Probably. Does it happen all the time? No. Like, I've been asleep in a bay full of dudes, 45 other dudes, and not done nothing with any of them. But that's me. You got another girl down the street in another company that'll go and get a train ran on her in the middle of the damn night. Just depending on who you are and what your standards are.
Okay. All right. Coming from a military girl. Damn, listen, we got another caller coming in here, 704-4372. Hello, who is this? You got Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Hello, this is Tangela. How you doing?
This is Tandra. Hi, Tandra. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
I have a...
Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I have a concern about the caller that called in about the military women and men. I just think that's very crazy how she can generalize everyone to one or two categories.
Wait a minute.
I listened to you. What I did, I thought about it, and I just kept listening. And the more I thought, the more it was just degrading for a woman to hear another woman talk about a woman like that. And so what I wanted to convey tonight, and it's only my opinion, is that Why should we downgrade? Why do we have to degrade every last woman? Maybe that's not what she's doing. Why is it your business? Why are you clocking her pussy now? You know what I'm saying? Let's really just concern with just you. So far as what they're doing, it just seems so that you were on every move as if you were there. I just couldn't understand it. It just seemed crazy to me.
Ma'am, with all due respect, I am not generalizing women in the military. I am telling you what has been told to me by almost every single man that is in the military.
You don't know every single man in the military. And you can't generalize like that, baby. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Maybe where you're from. It has to do with the fact that, like I said, I've been in the military for 18 years. And from what I have seen in my military career, the only one, unless you, because you got three or four good men between, that applies to me.
And my only thing is, out of all, your computer down. As many years have you spent in there, and that's only a fraction, and you've only maybe spoke to maybe 10% of the military. You can't generalize all of them that way. And in my dealings and running with any gender, whether it's military-based, work at the hospital, just a woman on the street, you just can't generalize everyone that way because that's all you've seen, baby. Because there are so many other people you don't even know. And it hurt me for you to just generalize only what you've seen.
But, ma'am, I apologize if I offended you in any way, shape, fashion, or form.
What made you any different? You in the military. What happened to you being a whore? With due respect. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the big ass.
You know what I mean? You were an exception in every rule. There's so many other people that were exceptions. No, ma'am.
I'm not an exception. I've had my whole day. I didn't even go lie and say that I haven't. But I also have three little girls that I raised.
Okay.
I have three little girls that I raised by three different men that have all been in the military. I have 16 brothers that are in the half of them are in the military. I have two in the military. I have two parents, both who were drill instructors in the United States Marine Corps and retired. And coming from my daddy, who told me when you go in the military, expect to be categorized because you are a female, because it's part of the female. And I need more time.
Turn the radio. Somebody's radio is too
loud.
Turn the radio down in the back.
They got to turn it all the way down.
Yeah, turn it off for something.
But at the same time,
it's
like you have to understand something. I got raised in this. I was told when I was younger, when I told my daddy I want to go to military school, he's like, baby girl, you don't want to do that because you won't get categorized because you ain't like everybody else. Okay, cool. My sister is the same way. She is an E-9 in the United States Marine Corps. She is a sergeant major.
Even with all those classifications that you throwed out at me, baby,
I don't care.
You're just one family. Yeah, all those things that y'all have, all those medals and things that you wear, you and your family, you're still one family out of a million.
All those soldiers and things
went across the war, and you're going to call those women old? It just hurt me.
No. Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me interject. Everybody take a breath and everything. I don't think she's giving you, ma'am, the general. She's giving you her point of view of what she's experienced and what she has lived.
And I understood that.
Understand? Hold on. Wait a minute. I hear where you're coming from, sweetie. Let me speak. She's giving you a generalization and giving you where she's coming from, where she's experienced. Her military, our family is nothing but military, okay?
So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from looking at it and how can you generalize and look at it as a whole and everything like that. I feel you what you're saying because you're looking at it in your point of view as look, everybody can't be put in that category. But if that's been the experience and what she has experienced, she's giving us her experience from living in Germany, Italy, and so forth and so on, in Iraq, and this, that, and the other. And this is the way she was treated.
And I understood that,
okay.
And she's still saying her experience. But I can imagine she met someone else that was just as hopeful as she was, not her entire career. And I respectfully respect that.
Okay.
Like I said, ma'am, with all due respect, like I said, ma'am, I didn't mean to offend you in any way. That's the point. But in my, like you said, in my experience in the military, what I have experienced is that most men. Not all. I'm not saying all because you are definitely right. I have not met every single man that's in the military. I have met quite a few.
That's all I'm asking you to say. That's all I'm asking you to say. And with that note, baby, I'm gone. I just wanted you to realize that it wasn't all. And you've done that.
Oh,
I thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Yes, ma'am. See now.
Okay. Well, like I said, it goes down here. She said the other, she went, whoa.
This is supposed to be something of your opinion.
Your own personal opinion.
Yeah.
And all
you know
she wanted
saying,
to say was, okay, I don't mean every man. Woo. Okay, on that note, we're going to pay some, we're going to pay some bills. I'm going to put everybody on hold. Oh, my goodness. Listen, y'all, you know what I'm saying? This show it was created for everybody to express their opinion. I know everybody has their opinion and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? But don't always take it so personal. You know, people got to learn how to take criticism and receive criticism. We also got to learn how to listen. You know what I'm saying? She gave her point of view on how she, her outlook, her experiences on the military. Here comes another caller. Big shout out to the caller that called in, you know, and I understand where she came from. She's just saying, well, you can't put that all on the military as a whole, you know what I'm saying, which, okay then, cool, but let's agree to disagree and let's respect each other's opinion, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, you know, sexually speaking, even though that didn't have nothing to do with sex, but it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's 7:37. 24 minutes left in the show. Whoo, this has been a humdinger. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have people call in. We didn't have good conversation with everybody. You know what I mean? So, like I said, if you want to hit me up, call and talk to me. 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. yeah, you got the fat man up in here, y'all, sexually speaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm just loving this shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep calling, all right?
I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name. Oh, come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl.
You look so sexy.
mean, I'm not cocky, but I'll be your coat, man. Fly to the split and get comfy. Close the door, dim the lights, press play and then pump me. All of me like I was a booming system. You think about your man, how you used to make pretend. Notice how I think you used to. Now I feel like that good rap to get used to. Cause with me, there's no pressure, no strain. I just wanna know your name.
I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? You got Fat Man back up in here, y'all. It's 7:46 p.m. in the evening. I'm going to open these lines back up and stuff and get Honey Deb and Brittany back on the phone. Well, listen, ladies, we got like 14 minutes left in the show. Anybody got any last words, concerns, comments?
I love you, bro.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Well, I got something to say, little sister. Nice to talk to you. And I got your point. I understood. I clearly understood everything you were saying. Okay?
Thank you.
Well, at least somebody did, right? Okay. It's all good. It's all good. You know, I enjoy the conversation. I truly enjoy the conversation. And I got something to say. I got something to say or something else to say. Also, y'all listen to this new song that Fat Man put out about me. It's fire. Yeah. Get with it. Recognize.
Oh, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it.
We about to do something. Trust me.
Okay, I was bumping in my car today.
Huh?
I was bumping in my car today on the way to work.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's love.
But listen, ladies, it's been a wonderful show. I appreciate y'all calling in, you know what I'm saying? And we will be back doing the same thing, same time next week, next Tuesday. So,
okay, we finna do your niece's birthday cake, so.
We about to do what?
We about to do your niece's birthday cake.
Oh, what y'all doing, baking it?
No, it's officially her birthday today. She's officially three.
Okay, then.
So
all right. Well, tell her Uncle Sam happy birthday.
I will.
Tell her Uncle Sam happy birthday, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right. So I appreciate everybody calling in. Being part of the show, we had a hell of a debate today. Wow, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out. I forget the lady's name that called in, but big shout out to her for calling in, you know what I'm saying, y'all. And like I say, y'all, you know, you got to learn how to respect everybody's opinion. You got to take time to listen to one another. Yeah, we get upset, we get hyped up, we don't listen to one another, and, you know, we out talk to each other and everything like that, but we have to slow down and listen to one another. And that way, we may be able to understand. Yeah, I know I'm hard here, you know what I mean? I do it myself, but, you know, I'm learning too. So listen, until next time, I holler at y'all. It's your boy, Fat Man. This is Sexually Speaking on a Tuesday evening, live in Las Vegas. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Shararashi. Say to the lady. Oh, yeah. All things view emotions. Yeah, yeah. See, it's all about emotions. Emotions. All about emotion, yeah. Baby,
emotion makes you sacrifice.
Sugar, sugar, darling,
emotion makes you sacrifice.
So glad, baby, yeah. But most of all, in love, yeah. Say, lady, say it does. Oh, and my mother's womb, I cried, and at the age of 5, first time I felt my pride. So when I turned 10, I began to like a friend, yeah. All things deal with emotions, from healing to the end, whoa.
If it makes you sad, love.